Bonobos.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Monday. How we doing?
Oh, brilliant.
I'm happy. It's a short week.
I was going to say, can we all just celebrate the fact that we only have to work for 4 days this week?
So good.
How good.
I feel like we're in Europe somewhere where they're much more progressive in doing that sort of thing.
We have like a good couple of weeks of short weeks, I think. Three?
Three.
So, yeah, because we've got Anzac Day in a couple of weeks too.
Happy days. It's all good.
Weekends, how'd we go? Krivo, you went to your wedding, how was it?
Oh, it was brilliant. Beautiful location out at Fern Bay, actually. Like this old mansion on the water. It's quite amazing.
I thought you were about to say you married an old man. Was it your friend?
Yeah, my friend. Yeah, nice. Yeah, good friends. They got married and it was just a great afternoon and evening.
Excellent. Offer your services for free when you're emceeing a friend's wedding, or do you charge?
I wouldn't charge. How ridiculous.
Do you use that as the wedding gift then?
No. Oh.
How much did you put in the wishing well?
I think 200.
Oh, bowling.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. It was a generous wedding, like a lot of, you know, good food and stuff. I think that's appropriate, don't you?
Yeah.
I think for two people,
good friends or just friends?
Oh, good friends. Oh, good. Yeah. Great friends.
How good.
That's why I was the MC.
We gave away the 100K. Well, do you know what? If you work in radio and you have friends that get married all the time, when you're around our age, in your 30s, that's when you start getting asked to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to be a cheap MC. He'll do it for free.
Cheap as they come.
Yeah, we went to give away the 100K at EMF Katara on Saturday.
Rain
didn't go off,
keep
unfortunately.
Away. Rain couldn't keep people away. Oh, my God.
A couple hundred people there. Brooke Kelly from Rayworth.
$2,000 richer.
Jeez, that's pretty good still.
And she walked away with a really big bottle of rosé.
Yes.
Oh, like bigger than normal. Like one of the
Magnum.
The 2 litre bottle.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a celebratory drink right there.
Absolutely.
She would have been stoked.
Oh, look, she was just
over the
thrilled.
Moon.
Over the moon.
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Not too bad.
I hear that you had some problems with your booster.
God.
What happened there?
Oh, I just felt horrid. Like, Saturday I was fine. I got it on Friday. But yesterday, just so tired. I'm sore, like my arm and under my arms.
Are you better today?
Better than yesterday.
No, poor thing.
Still bleh.
Hey, it'll protect you into winter, though.
It'd wanna.
Yeah.
You've avoided COVID so far. This will help, hopefully.
Well, did you see Deltacron is now a thing in
New South Wales? Oh, great.
Yeah, it's now here.
Yay.
So that's what we want.
Very happy.
That's
to
what
have.
We want for a Monday is Deltacron.
Yeah. Very happy to have Jackson back. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. A week off.
To hear your voice.
I thought I had COVID.
I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too.
No, thank you.
But we all missed you.
Did you get a room?
Oh, well, thank you. We don't need a room. We're in separate ones. Enjoy Newcastle. No, but it's good to be back. It was good to relax, though. I have avoided COVID as well, and the booster really took me out. But, you know, it seems to have protected me.
Yeah.
Not from the flu, though.
Keep safe. Keep safe.
Everyone.
Welcome back, Jackson. Our lads versus lasses.
That's right. This is, of course, our ultimate battle of the sexes. And guys just doing their thing, you know, really just cruising along in front. 32-30, which is fantastic. 13-10-09, we need one guy and one girl. The prize is good. $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. Just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. If you want $50... there, eat it there. 13-10-09.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, the battle of the sexes continues and the lads are coming out ahead 32-30.
That all ends this week, guys.
That doesn't.
It
pretty sure it doesn't.
Does.
And imagine, all right, and I'm going to say this, guys, imagine going into the long weekend winners. That's what we need to continue our streak. Push ahead. Now is the time. Let's meet our contestants.
All right. First up is Brett from Maryland. He met us at the 100K draw on the weekend. Brett, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. You once bumped into Kylie Minogue on the street. What happened there? Did you speak to her or did you just, like, observe from afar?
I went to say hello, but nothing came out. I was like, it's just blubber.
Are you a bit of a Kylie fan, are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little
bit. Everyone's a bit of a Kylie fan.
Do you like, later Kylie or early Kylie?
Early. Like, Better the Devil.
Yeah.
Etc.
You know, my favourite Kylie album is Aphrodite. Very
Mine's
good.
Mine's Fever, actually.
That's my worst.
Fever.
Oh, piss off. That's a great album.
Let's go to the next lad. No, only joking. You're still in it. You're still in it.
All right, let's get into your questions, Brett. Question number one for you this morning is, what does the store Blue Illusion sell?
Never heard of it.
Neither have I.
So that Westfield Sarah.
Clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good guess.
Good guess indeed.
Question number two, Brett, multiple choice. How long should you leave Bondi Sands Express Tanning Foam on for? Is it A, 15 minutes, B, 30 minutes, or C, 1 hour?
B.
B, 30 minutes is incorrect.
Damn.
I mean, technically, you could leave it on for 30.
But
if you don't want to look like Snooki.
That's not recommended.
Okay.
Not recommended.
1 hour. Wrong there, Brett. Sorry.
We tried for you, Brett.
Question three. What colour is the background of the Priceline logo?
Oh.
Priceline.
Think about it. White is incorrect. It's pink.
Damn.
One on the board.
Not too bad, not too bad.
We could walk out of this as winners. This is good. We're going to Mel in Maitland. She's a nurse, married with two kids. It's her birthday next week. Says her work has been hectic because of COVID, but things are holding up okay. Hey, Mel.
How you going?
Good. You work over the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor bugger. How many days? Do you get any time for Easter off?
Yeah, I've got a few days off coming up.
Beautiful. Hopefully you can enjoy that. Relax, and let's get into your questions then. Question one. Which type of compressor is louder, an oiled compressor or an oil-free compressor?
Oil-free?
Nah, the oiled compressor is louder. Sorry. Question two is multiple choice. Super Fresco is a brand that makes what? Is it A, outdoor dining furniture, B, wallpaper and glues and products, or C, outdoor heaters?
I'm going to say outdoor heaters.
No, it's wallpaper and glues. All right, you need this to stay in the game. Come on. What does the brand Alec make?
Electrical.
I sure do. Well done. All right, we've got a coin toss.
Oh, my gosh. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
I do want to let Mel do this.
Yeah,
she's a nurse.
Absolutely.
She's working so hard at the moment.
Totally.
Mel, heads or tails?
Here we go.
Heads.
Oh, come on, Mel.
Oh, it's gone on the floor.
On the floor.
Oh, it's tails. Oh, let's win. Let's.
This is not how I wanted to start the week.
Oh, Brett, you legend. Brett. $50 gamble and brown voucher coming your way.
I want to give the voucher to her.
To the nurse.
Yeah, I'll take the point.
You take the point. Brett, you're such a sweetheart.
How good's that, Mel? Brett just gave you the voucher. You're on the line with him now.
Just enjoy
they're
it.
They're all lost for words.
The awkward silence of two strangers meeting over the phone.
How nice is that to start off a Monday?
It is nice.
That's really sweet.
That's
vibe.
We have the best listeners.
I don't dislike Brett now for getting the point.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you've changed
your
mind.
Why do you take it so seriously? Like, would you have disliked him?
Yeah, totally.
No,
look at
him. He was actually lovely when we met him on the weekend. So we love Brett.
Jeez, Meg.
Oh, shush. Let me be bitter. We just lost.
Hey, true. On the weekend, Meg and I went to this woman's concert. Delta.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Absolutely. We basically had a row to ourselves.
Yeah. We were there for almost 3 hours. I've got a little review of the concert.
Oh, excellent.
She's a very good singer. Long concert, though.
Yeah.
3 hours. Is that intermission?
Absolutely not. There's plenty of intermissions of her photos.
Details next. The Novos. We're talking Delta Goodrum, of course. Her concert was here on the weekend. Newcastle Entertainment Centre, as Meg and I walked in the doors to a crowd of 60%.
Not too busy then.
Free ticket, which was great.
Yeah.
So your old work, Meg, our opposition, gave you the ticket. So
before I had left.
So technically, I sponged a freebie from our competitors.
Basically, yeah.
That's clever.
With that ticket.
I
very
like
good.
That.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
So we went along. I was, like, kind of excited. Delta's great. Like, good to see live. Man, I've got to say, first observation.
Yeah.
Too long.
Look.
Too long.
See, the thing is, if we were hardcore Delta fans, we would have said, not long enough.
Right.
But normally when you go to a gig, you experience maybe an hour and a half.
Of the,
maybe an hour 40 of you, of the main act.
Because you're mad for gigs, right?
Yes.
So, is this, like, I think that, is this the longest sort of gig you've been to?
Yes.
That's astonishing.
Nearly 2.5 hours.
Of just Delta, pure
just Delta.
It was a lot. She talks a lot. A lot of costume change. Sorry, I need to turn this down. Get some proper music on. Sorry, Delta. look, it was good. It was good. Great voice. Very self-indulgent. It's exactly what I feared it would be. Too long. Too much of Delta talking about herself. Lots of photos of her career.
Really?
Up on the big board.
What does she show?
Also, we all know Crevo. I think you and I were very floored and shocked when... She wore no shoes on The Voice. Remember that came out?
That's
and she,
right.
like, propped her feet up
and
on
all
a big
filthy.
Red Voice chair. And they were black.
Yeah.
Let me tell ya, she did it again.
She's a
girl can't keep her shoes on.
Just hates shoes. Are her feet all, like, cracked and stuff
well,
as well?
Well, they weren't that close.
No.
But what was so...
They weren't zooming in on her feet on the big cameras.
What was so interesting, right? You said before the show, off the air, it's like that drunk auntie at the party sitting around the fire that gets the guitar out, starts singing but doesn't stop. And then I added... And then gets comfortable, kicks her shoes off, and gets ready for the night. Look... Overall, people love Delta. People are going to come at me for this, but not my vibe. I'm glad I saw, like, watched it.
Now you've seen it live.
I don't think I would go again.
Well, I was going to say about, I would say 2 hours in, Maddie started Googling the set list to find out how long this was going to go. Yeah,
34 songs. It got midway through, 15 songs. I'm like, oh, good. Maybe, like, another 5 songs, it'll be over.
Born
no, no, no.
Born to Try should be on soon, surely.
Nah. Another 15
How
songs.
How astonishing. Are. Okay, question for you, Meg.
Sure.
Given the free tickets again, even from the opposition, would you go?
For the support act, yes.
Shepherd
probably not
were
for
great.
Delta.
Shepherd were great.
Would you then leave after a few Delta songs?
Well, the one I really wanted to hear was Lost Without You, and she did that within the first 15 minutes, so relaxed.
Oh, well, lesson learned. If you get anyone gets free Delta tickets in future...
No, I'm...
She needs someone to tell her, scale it back.
I'm all for, like, Aussie musicians making some cash.
Yeah, for sure, right?
She would have made a good amount of money, I think, just from the Newcastle show. A lot of people still there, obviously.
Yeah, 60%, right?
If I had to put a number on it. But just, far too long. Beautiful singer, great voice, very talented songwriter.
Just
but
should do
overall,
an hour and 20.
Overall, an hour and a half, sufficient.
Yeah. Mm. Tone it down. Tone it down, babe.
I feel like she's just been given free rein to do whatever she wants. Like, babe... It's Newcastle End Cent. It's not Madison Square Gardens. I'm just saying.
You know what she's probably done? Her tour manager has been bugging her. Come on, you got to do another tour. Let's make some money, you know? And she goes, I'll do it as long as I get to pick the songs and design the show.
Yeah.
And they go, righto, let's do the deal. Let's make some money here.
She
well,
puts
it's been
on
postponed like three times.
She puts on a great show. The set, amazing.
Beautiful.
Like, it's all choreographed. So many talented musicians
The
there.
Costume's great.
Awesome costumes.
Yeah.
Although I wasn't a big fan of the Elton John costume.
That was a bit naff.
With the, it was a lot of glitter and star glasses.
She only wore that for like 2 songs, though, thank goodness.
Overall good, but too long.
I would give
That's
it. I'd give it like a maybe 6.5
just out of 10
because of the length. She lost me with the
couple of points off.
Yep,
I tend to agree with that. Oh. And they shut the bar.
Yes,
like as soon as the concert started, everyone's like having some drinks. I feel like you need to have a few under your belt to enjoy it. Really enjoy it.
Well, especially at hour 2. You'd be like, we've got to have another drink here. I'm getting real thirsty.
To be fair, though, there were a couple of sections where she's like, get up on your feet and do these all these dances and all that kind of stuff. And Maddie and I just sitting there going, we are not partaking.
Yeah, I was like, I will not be caught dead doing this dance.
It's a solid gold dance or whatever it was.
One of her, least known songs.
Yeah, and everyone seemed to know the it was like a wave type.
Now, do you know what it was? I felt like I was at a Wiggles concert. So everyone stands up, right, in the auditorium, and the dance move was you've got to lower yourself down, stick your bum out and wiggle it, and then jump back up.
Oh, that's a hard no from me.
A bum wiggle star jump.
We're not. Look, maybe
we get caught on
all
video.
I'm saying is maybe if the bar was still open, might have done it, but nah.
Anyway, good to see musicians back in Newcastle.
Absolutely.
Big concerts back, for sure. The Novos.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So you guys know I'm the ultimate tight ass. I'll try and save money at any turn. But I've discovered something that people are doing. I want to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
So, Kmart, love a discount rack. You walk in, normally they've got like a whole rack of things for like $1, $2, all that kind of stuff. Would you go in there with three trolleys, load up every single thing from those discount racks, and then sell them for profit?
I feel like this question is better directed to Crevo because, of course, he is Newcastle's most famous Facebook marketplace reseller.
Yeah. Mm.
If the profit margin's good enough, absolutely.
Okay.
The items are for sale. I am there. There's no limit. Sometimes things have a limit, you know, two per customer. If there's no limit,
then
I'm happy to clear them out.
These absolutely have no limit. So what these people are doing, taking these $1, $2 items from Kmart, loading them up in the trolleys, buying like $500, $600 worth at once, and on selling them at markets.
Well done. That's
well
what
done.
I say.
Okay.
Good hustle. Well done.
Yeah. No?
Leave some.
Leave
for
some.
For everyone else.
That's not how it works. If things are for sale, that's it. They want them sold. I'm happy to be of assistance and make a couple of dollars myself.
So you would never just like...
Sorry, it's like a bunch of pigs at a trough. Gimme. Come on, Chris.
See, I get disappointed when I raid a discount rack and there's nothing left for me, like in my size or anything like that.
Should have been there earlier.
But they're not there for you to make a profit off. They're there to just, you know.
This is actual sound from Kmart Waratah.
Yeah.
You've got the special recording. I think it's absolutely fine. Maddie, you're saying...
No, leave some for everybody else. I hate that when somebody walks in so greedy, takes it all for themselves. If Kmart aren't selling it for a profit, why should you?
I think it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
13, 10, and 9, right or wrong, raiding the discount rack to make a profit.
Did somebody do this? Three
yes.
trolley fulls. They
Three
filled them up and they've taken it away.
So the big thing was they got a whole trolley just of shoes for $2 and the other two trolleys were $1 shirts and $1 dresses and tops and all that kind of stuff.
Happy days. Good profit.
Sydney somewhere, and this woman got really angry because they did the thing. You know how you've always wanted to do clear the shelf and like clear the shelf into your trolley?
Yep.
That's what they've done.
I love that.
Yeah, 13.39, right or wrong, raiding the discount rack to sell for profit. The Novos. Right or wrong, raiding a discount rack at Kmart to sell for profit. So these people have gone into Kmart in Sydney. Three trolley loads, basically, of shoes, dresses, tops, everything, all like $1 and $2. And the lady asked them, who was taking the photos of these people doing it, go, oh, you're donating these to charity, are you? And they got, no, we're selling these at the markets to make some cash.
Well done. Happy
now,
days.
Right or wrong, Crevo, you think it's okay, make the money, do your thing. Maddie, you're like, nah, leave some for other people. You're greedy. It's
greedy little piggies like Crevo over here.
And what's wrong? We don't live in some communist dictatorship.
Ruin it for everybody. The whole point of discount bargain sales is so everybody gets a piece of the pie.
I totally
it's
disagree.
Not just for you, Crevo.
If I
have
see
you done this before, and do you know what? How embarrassing going into Kmart, filling your trolley up full of all of this discounted stuff, going through the checkout. No shame.
No shame at all. I have done it. Not at Kmart, but other shops. If there's something going for a great deal and I can make a few bucks, why not?
This is why we call him Millionaire. You're serious, dead serious. Yeah. You're not putting this on. You would actually do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would you feel, though, if you went to the markets, right, and you saw a nice pair of shoes, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't wear Kmart shoes because you're a millionaire and whatnot. Oh. But if you saw a nice pair of shoes there and you paid $15 for them at the market, and then you got home and ripped off the discount tag and found that they bought them for a dollar.
I'd go, well done. You've absolutely smashed it and made $14, you legend.
Very simple
way. You wouldn't
way
feel ripped off?
No.
To fix this, right?
Yeah.
Everything at Kmart is now the brand Anko.
Yeah.
If you're at a market and somebody's trying to flog you an Anko product,
yeah, no.
You know that it's from Kmart. Don't buy it.
Yeah,
you can
true
probably go to Kmart and get it cheaper.
Or just know that what it is and go, well, this guy's an entrepreneur. I applaud you.
Oh. Trev, first up, right or wrong, rating the discounts. Yep, the truckie. There he is. What do you think, Trev?
How we going, guys? I think it's totally wrong.
Yeah, so you would get it. If you saw someone doing this at your local Kmart, you'd be like, would you pull them up?
Well, I actually have.
Oh, have you?
What did you say?
Now, to be honest with you, I've actually raided the rack a couple of times myself, but I actually take it down to Wentworth Park in Sydney.
Yeah, so what do you...
for the homeless people.
Oh, so that's beautiful, Trev.
That's very nice
of
you.
I'll do that, but I won't actually sell it for a profit.
So that's good. You're just doing stuff out of the goodness of your heart.
Exactly.
That's beautiful, Trev. See?
Well, one for Team Maddie.
Yep.
I mean, you and I can agree to disagree, Trev. That's fine.
All right, let's go to Robbie. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, my loves. How are you?
Good, good, good. Right or wrong, good. Selling the discounted stuff from Kmart for profits.
I think it's wrong because think of all those people out there with the arse out of their pants.
Mm.
And that will clothe their children, say, next season.
Oh, well, you're really smothering it on us.
We don't live in old-timey England, Robbie. Like, people...
May I have a shirt, please?
My shirt has disappeared. Like, they can go get a different $1 shirt from a different part of the store, surely.
This is the thing, though. They're taking every single discount.
Go to another Kmart. Like, there'll be another $1 shirt another day.
Thanks, Robbie.
It's all well and good when you've got a car, Crevo. Imagine the people who don't have cars. We grew up without a car as kids. We couldn't just go to the next Kmart.
Should have gone into Kmart and bought and flipped some clothes. Could have made a few extra dollars.
And Crevo's in Hamilton North, your shop. Now a stockist of Anko.
No, I don't sell much Anko stuff.
Some?
Not really.
Do you have any Anko stuff in there at the moment?
Maybe one or two things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got to make a dollar where you can.
I'm going in there to find out how much you have inflated that price for.
Yeah, got to make money. We're in business to make money. That's not a charity.
What's the goss up next?
That it is.
Khloe Kardashian claps back at parent shamers. Not good. J-Lo's big announcement over the weekend as well. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you'll be excited to hear what she's up to now.
See,
it's not shocking.
Jackson's got enough money where he wouldn't even be caught dead again, Mark.
No.
Never been. Probably never been.
Wouldn't even use the parking lot.
The Novos. Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson is back, thank God. What have you got for us up first?
Let's start with the Kardashian news. We have to. Their new show comes out soon. I'm not excited for it. No one else is as well. I seen a poll the other day that said 32% would watch it and the rest were like, nah, we're not going to. I don't think it's going to do as well as it did on E. But so they had the red carpet, so they launched it over the weekend. And Khloe Kardashian's been forced to defend herself because fans weren't happy that she was carrying her daughter True on the red carpet. People were like, Khloe, put that girl down. It's a red carpet. This isn't stylish. Another girl said, it's not a damn baby. She's come out and she said that she's going to hold that child until she's too big to not be able to be held. And also, too, why is everyone worried? Like, worry about your own children. We got it good over here. I'm with her.
Yeah. Being on a red carpet would be stressful, especially for a little one.
Well, that's the thing. It's packs of crowd around you.
You
want to
cuddle your mum.
And do you know what? I still carry my nephews and nieces around. I think it's fine. Don't get online and criticize other parents for doing their thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's very annoying
people
to hear.
People just want
to
think they're better than the Kardashians. And they're not. That's all it is.
And if you, how good for the kid doesn't have to walk. Happy days.
It's true.
Knows like, what it's doing.
You know, it's too much. Parents just, every parent feels like they should be giving advice to other parents. And I feel like with parenting, unless you're just being nice, like if the kid's not getting hurt, it's all good. It's just being carried on a red carpet.
Absolutely.
And then when it's walking in its Gucci's. That girl is fine.
Forever.
All G. J-Lo dropped some big news over the weekend. I don't know if you've seen this Instagram video. She cashed in on it.
So I have a really exciting and special story to share. So if you're not part of my inner circle, you have to go to onthejlo.com to hear this one.
You don't have to go to onthejlo.com because I have got the news for you.
Oh, good. Jackson.
No. We're hooking you up. She's engaged. Again to Ben Affleck.
Oh no.
How sad.
Right. Okay.
How ridiculous.
Well, congratulations. I mean, I'll give her my congratulations, but let's see how long this one lasts.
Mate, probably not long. She is a slippery saleswoman.
You reckon?
Oh, go to jlo.com.
I've got a
monetize those hits, bitch.
She's got a new line. A new line of snake oil for sale, which is fun.
I wonder if it will last. Do you reckon they'll get down the aisle? Maybe, Creevo, you can MC it. You've had the experience.
Absolutely. That one I'll charge.
Give us a little spiel of how you'd introduce J-Lo and
Introducing for how manyth time now, the new couple, J-Lo and Affleck.
I think you would be fine. I don't think that would work.
Wouldn't work? Oh, no good. Oh, well, happy days.
More energy.
Oh, more energy.
How many times has she been engaged? Six times.
Six. Jesus.
See all of J-Lo's six engagements.
That's a lot of rings.
That's
what
a lot
do you reckon she does after the engagement's called off with the rings?
Jets pawns them.
She probably doesn't need to pawn them.
No, but she's just like happy to have the cash. She loves it, obviously.
Yeah.
See it all at jlo.com.
Have you sold your engagement?
No, I did take Crevo's advice and took the listing down and put it back up with new photos.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and got the price.
Any inquiries?
Nada.
Here's another tip. What ring is it again, if you're wanting to buy it, just quickly?
It is a white gold sapphire and diamond ring.
There we go.
How much are you looking for?
17.
1700. Yeah. Absolute steal.
The problem is, and we've discussed this off the air before, I think there's a tarnished energy.
Bad juju.
I haven't put...
engagement ring.
This is the thing, though. I took Creevo's advice yet again and took the word engagement ring off it, so it just says ring. The ring.
Yeah, well, you'll do better. Yeah. I guarantee it.
So you're lying about the bad luck that comes with it.
I don't know. I'll tell them when I meet them.
There you go. You'll know.
But, you know, you got to sucker them in.
Exactly. And by that, you mean draw them in to see what a beautiful ring you have.
Gorgeous ring. Gorgeous ring.
The Novos.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Hey, so I was chatting last week with you guys. I feel like I wanted to put an event together this weekend for all of, like, the younger on-air staff here at New FM.
Fun.
I feel like we've had so many old people through the building, and it's like we've actually finally got, like, a pretty young, fun crew.
Absolutely correct.
And I think we should do more in terms of team bonding and stuff. Do you guys agree?
I think so. I think it'd be great.
Like a semi-regular catch-up at a pub, at a restaurant, that sort of thing.
Once or twice a year.
Yeah, it's just semi-regular.
No, we see each other enough as it is. But I thought, look,
we're overdue.
Hey, it's a public holiday this weekend, long weekend, 4 days off. I thought, let's put something together and all just go for drinks.
Yeah.
Maybe some food, something to eat, and just have a fun time.
Love it.
Now, the problem is, I was a little bit worried because we haven't really gelled before as a group. So I'm a little bit worried about, like, maybe things going wrong at the work party.
Okay.
Can happen.
Explain what you are worried about going wrong.
Somebody has a couple of extra drinks that they probably shouldn't have had. They get a little bit mouthy. Things kick off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. They say what they've really thought around the office.
Is there any particular person you're worried about in this scenario?
I could never say it.
Okay.
I would never say it. Anyway, I was chatting to my friend about this, Lee, And he was like, oh, don't do it. Don't do a work party. And I said, why? He goes, because my friend Lee Wright is that person that gets too drunk at the Christmas party or the work party. He goes, you know, one year I had like one too many champagnes. And we were at the Ivy Pool Bar in Sydney, which is a big club with a big pool in the middle, as the name suggests. And this girl that he works with, he's clashed with for years, and she was being so rude to him on the night. When he had an extra few too many drinks, he pushed her in the pool.
Oh, my God.
Pushed her in the pool. He said,
God.
She went straight in, the champagne glass flung up in the air, it started raining champagne. And I thought, look,
how did he not get fired?
He didn't get fired.
It was an accident on purpose.
It was
pushed her in the pool.
Like full two-hand
he
push
said she
or like
had
a hip
whole
bump.
Face done. She had her stiletto heels on, nice frock.
All soaked. And you terrible. Know what? Being a pool bar wouldn't have been the first time that's happened, I don't reckon.
Surely they've got towels and hair dryers and all that kind of stuff.
As a woman,
do
though.
Get pushed into the pool.
You dressed up for a nice event.
I would have
this is why
him.
I'm worried about doing the gathering. But what I wanted to do next, 131009, opening up the lines, what happened at the work party? Dramatic events, of course.
Can you beat falling in, like having someone, well, fall, get,
falling
fall,
into a pool?
Get pushed into a pool?
Did the boss get with the receptionist?
Drama. Oh, scandal.
I was about to say.
That type of vibe.
Mm.
Maybe you've had a good experience, but we mostly want the bad experiences.
Maybe you
here.
Met your partner.
Every caller who gets to air goes in the draw to win a double pass to the Knights v Eels on April 24 at McDonald Jones Stadium as well. The Novos.
Monday is here, short week, 28th atop on the coast, and 131009 this morning. We are after your office party fails. What happened at the work party? Was there some dramatic event? Did you get kicked out because you had too many drinks? We're after those sorts of stories this morning. On offer today, everyone that calls the show goes into the draw to win a double pass to the Knights v Eels April 24.
Oh, great prize. Great prize indeed. So you mentioned a pool incident. Well, I had a friend who they used to, like, it was a sales type job, and they used to get, if they, like, in the top tier of sales, they'd get like a getaway kind of thing. They'd go up like the Gold Coast for the weekend or something like that if they did really well. And this guy ended up hooking up with one of his superiors.
Oh.
And
was it a one night type of deal?
It was just for the weekend that they were there.
Uh-huh.
And this superior, like, that was a very frowned upon because it was like a very serious corporate environment. Very awkward going forward. He's like, whenever we were in the same room, it was always awkward. We'd have meetings together. They'd have to do deals together. The whole thing was very, very uncomfortable.
Can I ask, were they both single?
They both were single.
I thought
but
it might have been the awkwardness of one of them being in a relationship. And
it's like directly reporting to them, though. So that very uncomfortable.
Remember that time we were on that getaway?
Yeah, at the Gold Coast work event.
Have you guys ever hooked up with a colleague?
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Have you?
Like, well, to be fair, like,
rule,
no, it's
know,
more of the fact
or
that I was never social with my colleagues at the best of times. I used to go to work events, right? The one party I went to at my old place, I walked in and the general consensus was, oh my God, Meg, you actually came to something.
I never went to
work events.
I hooked up with a colleague once when I was much younger. I think I would have been like maybe 19, 20. same deal. Christmas party. Went home afterwards.
Yeah.
He ended up leaving the company because it was just so awkward.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe he couldn't handle the fact that it was a one-night thing and he wanted more.
He was in
I think maybe that was his first time dabbling
in these waters. Yeah.
With men. Wow.
Don't
jeez.
Quit.
Don't. Anyway, yeah.
Gabby's on the phone. Hey, Gab.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good, Gabby. What happened at the work party?
Ah, okay. So I've been to a few work parties, but there was one that always stuck out to me. It was in this really regional country area down at the local golf course. So people did get pretty drunk. And the
hole in one, hey? Sorry, I couldn't hear myself.
Exactly. And the manager, like the senior lawyer, he had this fairy wand and he just kept going around like hitting people with the fairy wand all night.
Oh.
Oh.
It was
okay,
one of those type of situations, was it?
Yeah. Like way beyond the point of where it wasn't even funny anymore. We're like, just leave us alone.
Somebody just turned
him. Now, you were at a golf course. Did someone push him in a duck pond or something? That'd be great.
Oh, man, if only. Now I wish we did.
Do you want to see a magic trick? Give me your fairy wand. I'm going to make it disappear. Straight up.
It's suddenly gone. Oh, my God, I've just remembered another one.
Thanks, Gabby.
I was at a work event with customers, right, that had been invited as well, and one of the sales guys was, like, flirting with these two lady customers, and he was married and had a kid at home, like, just had a kid at home.
No. Oh. Did anything come of it? Did you see them leave together?
I saw him, like, I left before that because I didn't want to see, but reports were he did leave with them, two of them. I'm going to leave that right there.
Oh, wow. We've had a couple of comments come through on Instagram at the Novos _. Lisa says, her work party failed. My boss ordered two pizzas for 15 employees and ate one by herself.
Well, that's just a big fail, isn't it?
Don't you love the cheap boss?
Yeah. Just one who has no concept of how things work.
Hey, Tim.
Isn't that proof?
Tim from Maitland, to wrap it up, says, my boss was excited for us to meet his new girlfriend. Turned out he was dating my ex that I brought the previous year. Tim.
Oh, dear. No awkwardness whatsoever,
Maitland,
Tim.
Represent.
Don't drink too much at the work Christmas party is the, I think is the motto there. Hey, up next, we are talking about the wedding that I went to on the weekend, which was awesome. Mm. Fantastic.
Happy couple.
Very happy couple. There was also one moment where, and I'll get into this story next, Emmy got handed a condom.
What?
Yep. We'll get into the full details of this and what happened up next.
The Novos. Frevo, big weekend at the wedding.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into the room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, my good friends got married over the weekend, and it was beautiful. Out at Fern Bay, there's this like old mansion looking over the water. It's actually a stunning grounds. I could never, didn't know that area was there, kind of thing. Because I think Fern Bay, I just think of the few little suburbs they built there recently and thought that was it.
Are you getting some ideas for your own wedding?
Oh, no, I think we're probably going to get married overseas somewhere. Just
I like
a little,
that.
Yeah, just cute. A little private sort of thing. So it's that, look. Not for us, but we loved it. It was great. Some interesting things happened along the way because they had a little, like, bar that was in a caravan that they brought, like a pop-up bar thing. It was really cool old sort of van thing. And they had cocktails. Now, originally on the invite, it just said from 6 to 7. But it turns out they had a lot more supplies, so the cocktails kept flowing and things got interesting. Let's just say that.
You took advantage of the excess cocktail situation.
Look, I did, but there was a lot of people that were.
I love a drunk MC.
Look, what was unexpected, when I was setting up the speeches, the father of the bride, and this wasn't on my schedule, was doing the speech and then suddenly goes, I didn't plan this. I've just thought of doing it. I'm going to sing a song. Now, everyone looked a bit shocked because he's a very, like, together, organized, sort of...
Gentleman,
exactly right. You wouldn't expect this. And then he's like, quick, to his wife, who then produced, like, the music on her phone, and then it was the wrong song and that sort of thing. And I was like, oh, this could get dicey. Is this the cocktails? But you know what? He pulled it off. And did, like, basically a karaoke
a cappella
of this song. Was quite amazing. So that was, like, a bit of a crisis averted. Then we get to the cocktails really start to kick in when the dance floor opens, because there was one part there where I was assured by several of the dancers it was a minimum of 3 buttons that needed to be opened if you wanted to join on the dance floor, which was interesting. And then I witnessed one guy give another guy a massive nipple cripple, which was... the cocktails had really kicked in at this point. Then we get to the part...
sounds like a frat party.
Yeah, and there was a bit of that element for one part. Then we get to the part where Emmy gets handed a condom. Now, the reason this happened was the celebrant actually gave it to her, but that was on his business card. So he's this like wild whip cracking celebrant, right? So he gets around with like stock whips, whipping all the people into shape and getting them over to like the ceremony and everything, and wearing cowboy boots. He was quite the character. So that was an interesting part of things. And then we get to there was an uncle. Now this uncle.
It's always the uncle, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was an uncle. He's watching, like, the dance floor happening. And you know when people, they're waiting for their moment to get on the dance floor? They want to go on, but they're, like, a bit shy. And then, let's just say the Nutbush comes on, right? And he goes, this is my time to shine. But he waits and he waits. He goes, will I get up? Won't I get up? And I don't know if you've ever had this, but you've waited and waited for your time to get on the dance floor. And you, this is my song. But then that song comes to an end just as you get up. And this song comes on.
After the nut push.
Well, like straight after. And suddenly he is well and truly out of his element, this uncle, because all of the woo girls are around him suddenly dropping to the floor.
Yep.
And he's looking awkwardly and going, maybe I should have had one or two more cocktails because I don't fit in here.
Yeah, did he drop a twerk or something?
He did finally.
He did.
He buckled to the pressure.
Yes, uncle.
Dropped it to the floor. And thus ended a rather excellent wedding.
It sounds fun.
I love this detailed rap.
It was brilliant.
I love the celebrant with the condoms.
Yeah, you know what? For his style of out there wacky celebrant vibe, he definitely nailed it. He was one of the best ones I've ever seen, to be honest.
If you were to have a wedding here in Australia, would you have him as your celebrant?
100% would endorse the whip-cracking, condom-handing-out celebrant. He was amazing.
Oh, this wedding had it all. Thanks, man.
No worries. It was great. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Around the team, very quickly, are we fans of tattoos, yes or no?
Yeah.
Not for me.
You don't have any, do you, Krubo?
No.
Would you consider getting one?
No.
Would you consider getting one to make your life a little bit more, like, a little bit easier?
That's always an interesting question because I always like making my life easier, but probably not a tattoo, probably not.
Well, this guy has got a tattoo to make his shopping experience easier at Woolies. It's a little bit out there. I want to get into it next.
You're getting a tattoo this weekend,
aren't
you? I am,
actually, yeah. I'm getting a matching tattoo with my best friend because he's down from Brisbane, so I'm very excited. But it's not going to make my life easier.
What are you getting?
I'm getting the skull from the My Chemical Romance Black Parade album, and we'll carry on above it. So.
Are you looking up that song right now to see what it sounds like, or... are you looking up the skull?
Of course you're getting that. Are you excited?
Yeah, well, one of the first...
have you booked in?
Well, no, we haven't booked in. I've got to find somewhere to go. But
last minute tattoo booking, always good.
But we've always wanted to get a matching tattoo, and, like, one of our first big gigs we went to together, like, 15 years ago was My Chemical Romance's Black Parade tour. So, that's right. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about tattoos that make your life easier. I want to get into this next. It's really cool. Yes.
Will you, like, put this on as you're getting the tattoo?
Maybe, actually. Yeah.
Like, play it?
Probably.
Off your phone?
I'm actually really excited. I haven't got a new tattoo in 6 years.
I love it. The Novos.
I'm a big fan of tattoos, and I'm not normally one to judge someone else's tattoo. It's your own journey, your own story, what have you. But this guy, he's gotten a tattoo mainly to make his life easier when he goes shopping at Woolworths.
Woolworths only.
Woolworths only, because what he's done is he's got his Woolworths rewards card barcode tattooed onto his arm.
Very awkward if they change their rewards scheme.
They will.
Because that is forever. Do I think Woolworths rewards will be here in 45 years? Probably not.
I reckon they will.
No way. They'll be gone. I reckon the barcode system will be gone soon.
To be fair, you can probably get it covered up. But what he did was he went onto TikTok and he took a video of him putting a bottle of Sprite through the self-serve checkout and gone, oh, I've got to scan my rewards card, and then put his wrist down or his arm down onto the reader. And it actually worked.
Of course it works. Barcodes will work like on anything.
Like, could you imagine if someone got like a QR code or something tattooed onto them?
I've never understood, right, people that want to go and get, I know this is sort of unrelated, but it kind of is related. You know how people are getting those like microchips implanted into their wrists? With like the Opal card details, the credit card details. Are we really becoming this lazy?
They don't want to even carry cards.
Oh, come on.
This is the thing. Everything is, if you really want to go that far, get yourself a smartwatch. Smartwatch will have your Opal, it'll have your rewards card, all that kind of stuff. You don't need to get a tattoo of your everyday rewards card barcode on your arm.
And you can have the rewards card on your phone.
Yeah.
You don't even have to carry the...
I just don't understand. Like, but the thing is, he would have paid someone to do this.
Absolutely.
What a muppet.
He probably spent $150 to get this tattoo himself 2 seconds at the checkout to grab your phone and scan it.
Put it in your Apple wallet, bro. What are you doing?
He just wants to be TikTok famous. That's what
maybe.
It is.
TikTok famous for 10 minutes for a tattoo that lasts a lifetime. All right, champion.
I tell you what, I'll be forever reminded that I worked at New FM, of course, because I have on my arm the deed, coordinates to New FM.
See, I do like that because that's very...
It wasn't a tattoo by choice.
Yeah.
That was one we did for the show.
Okay, this is the interesting thing about this tattoo, and I know I'm slamming it, but I'm all for individual tattoos. No one else is going to have that particular tattoo of the barcode. I get that. No one else is going to have coordinates tattooed on them for New FM. I understand that. But, like, pick your battles.
Rewards card is ridiculous. And TikTok famous. I spoke to somebody who had a video with 19 million views, which you think might think, oh, that's some good money. He tried to sell it for $100 and couldn't sell it.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I'll sell the rights for $100 and they wouldn't take it off his hands.
Wow.
So just because you're TikTok famous doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make a lot of money off it.
Oh, everyone was giving him crap online about this. And why wouldn't you?
Boop.
No. Oh, good. It was one. It
so
was funny for 1 second.
So are we all
going
to go and get a Flybys tattooed on us now?
No, never.
No?
Good luck, Meg.
No.
We support you.
No, well, if you want to do that. I'll stick with my Chemical Romance tattoo. Thank you very much.
Our birthday lotto is up next. Let's give you some free money.
Yes.
To start your shorter week at work. What month are we looking for, please?
All right. I've just spun it. It's come up as May.
Okay. If you were born in May, you want $800 for free? Give us a call. 13 10 09.
The Novos. Are you serious? I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, we are looking for May babies to play today for $800. Nice tidy sum, actually. It's getting up there. You can have a real good time on $800.
Oh, sure can. And let's hope that Sissy from Tanilba Bay does, works at a law firm, has one child and another on the way, says every week for her is a short week, so it's not that exciting. Came over here from Germany as a backpacker when she was 18 and never left.
Sissy, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Really good. So, what made you choose Australia on your backpacking journey?
A really good friend of mine just came back from Australia when I was about to leave, and she encouraged me. I went to the travel agent, booked a flight in October, and came over in November.
Sissy, tell me, when you talk to your family back home, are they so disgusted that you sound like an ocker Aussie?
Look, they wouldn't know. Their English is not that good. They haven't been able to come over as often as I wish.
Yeah.
They just know they can't understand my English.
Who do you have back at home?
All of my family's back at home.
Oh, jeez.
Got to get back and see them. This could go towards
bucks.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, hey, good luck as we spin the balls. And thanks for representing Germany as our new FM German, outpost, if you will.
Is this Birthday Lotto Eurovision edition?
Exactly.
I like this. All right, let's get ready to spin these birthday balls for you, sister. Fingers crossed. I'd love to give you $800 to put towards some flights to go back to. That'd be so cool.
We're just telling Sissy how to spend
it. I know, sorry. All right, were you born on the 15th of May?
I was born on the 15th of May.
Burns.
Yes!
Meg, you won it. You got it.
Way to do it, baby.
$800, all yours, Sissy.
Thank you so much. I can't believe that.
Oh, that makes my day. That, what a way to kick off a short week, giving away $800.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
What are you going to do with the money, Sissy?
We've actually got flight booked for October, so we'll probably treat ourselves to something really nice over there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Congratulations. Good luck with Bob as well.
Thank you so much.
It makes me smile.
Yeah, we're all...
Made my day.
All of us happy here. New, like, growing family, bit of extra money to help out with a family holiday. How brilliant.
It goes a long way, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Oh, it's back before 9 o'clock today. Back to 250.
That's correct.
Wow, so good.
Good day. Good
and
day.
And we're away.
The Novos.
We are phone peeping Toms today, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. All last week I've been watching you... looking over at Meg's phone and then making comments like, oh, what's Ryan up to today? And because you've always got your iPad open.
Yeah.
And you've got it, like, enlarged as well, the text. So
yeah, because I can't see properly. So.
It's mad big. You can see it from the other side of the room.
I don't know why I do this. I don't realize until I'm mid... like snooping until I realize I'm looking over somebody's shoulder at what they're texting.
You did say less than 3 minutes ago, you do it to piss me off.
Well, I do, like mostly. But then, to be honest, I was with a friend yesterday and I do it a lot to him as well. He'll get a text message or something in the car.
Yeah.
I'll like, look over. And I think, what am I doing?
13:10:09, is this funny or wrong?
I think it's funny. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Liz. Do you know a phone peeping Tom? Is it you, somebody else?
No, it's not me. It's actually my son.
Oh, what's he looking at?
He's reading all your messages, is he?
He is. He is. His dad used to have a joke that every time my phone used to go off, it was my boyfriend. So he now he thinks he has to check out my messages to check. Yeah.
Oh my god!
How old is he?
16.
Oh my god!
And what interesting stuff has he found mid snoop? Nothing.
Oh. Maybe just a little bit of a bitch session with a girlfriend, but nothing exciting.
Don't you just love that? You've got a 16-year-old son that's thinking you're cheating on his father.
Yep.
Wow.
And because his dad has created that, yep.
And what does your husband say?
Oh, he thinks it's a joke.
It's hilarious. So your husband is team hilarious and your team wrong. One of each. We're out at this point if we're taking all votes.
Taylor's up next. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, Taylor. Phone peeping Toms, is it you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. There's another one. Let's bond over snooping, Taylor.
Tell me the gosh you found out by being a phone peeping Tom.
Well, it's not so much gossip itself, but I'm a true...
Oh, you've cut out there. What are you saying again?
Sorry, more so, like, I'm a true friend, so I'm going to stir the pot a little bit. If I find a little bit of information, you know, when the girls get with the boys, I kind of want to know about it.
You want all the goss.
You need to be the oracle of the friendship circle and know everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
See, that's where I come from, Taylor. I have severe FOMO because I just want to know everything.
Not to be rude, but I just want
to,
you know...
Know your private and dark secrets.
I'm curious.
XOXO Taylor.
I do have to ask this of you, Maddie. when you've been snooping, not snooping, sorry, peeping Tom on the phone, have you seen something that you wish you didn't see?
No.
Like a photo, maybe, no, or someone said something about you?
Not really.
Okay. Well, you used to talk with your ex, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's a different
thing. I found like, his unlock code.
You guys are making out like I'm going through Meg's text messages.
Well, to a degree, you do.
You're just reading them.
Yeah. Well, on my actual phone, I only get the notification. You have to unlock the notification to get the best of it, but I haven't got that on the iPad. I think I need to install that because...
Can I...
It happened, I swear to God, last week, at least 7 times in 2 days.
The only message that pops up on Meg's iPad, right? The only content...
It's Instagram.
Of Instagram, right? She's in the world of Tinder now, chatting to guys, mm-hmm. introducing herself. And it's all about, hey, what do you do for work? Yeah, I work in radio. What kind of music do you like? Heavy metal and screamo and emo music.
Let's go for a date.
Basically messages about working in radio and the fact that she loves music and gigs.
It's nothing.
You haven't been reading my messages properly at all.
Oh, now you've really baited him in.
At all.
Better change your PIN code.
I'm going to change it today.
Dirty messages?
None. I don't do that.
1224?
What?
1224?
No, it's 1485.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it'll be 1854 next time.
Absolutely. What's the cost up next with Jackson?
Britney Spears has gushed over Drew Barrymore, and she's really taken aback by this. Going to play you her reaction also to Amber Heard's opened up about what she thinks the future of her relationship with Johnny Depp's going to be, because they're still in court.
Oh, geez. It's never going to end.
It's never ending, right?
No. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, Producer Jackson, I love it when you bring us Britney content. Hit us...
Yeah, well, look, she's normally on the defensive or offensive. I don't know, whichever one. She's always offending and being offended on her Instagram account. But she took a bit of a change of pace. She complimented Drew Barrymore and Kate Hudson. I don't know if you've seen this, but she said that they're the most beautiful people inside and out on her Instagram. She says they're the best celebrities that Hollywood has to offer right now. Of course, quite the compliment from Britney Spears, because normally she's calling people demons and scum.
Yes.
So when you get called beautiful, you'll take it from Britney. Drew Barrymore has jumped on her show, which I'm surprised has not been cancelled yet, and she has gushed over Britney Spears and said that she's very excited to hear about all that she's going to put in this $15 million book.
I really am looking forward to her writing her book, because I just think it is such a smart and intelligent way to tell her story. It'll get us all reading and off our screen, so thank you, Britney, for that. Mm-hmm. I have so many feelings towards her, so much. Such profoundness. So how do you encapsulate that in a post when you put your words out there? Britney Spears, we're all listening, so I'm really excited for your book.
Oh, she's just a suck-ass Drew Barrymore. I can't stand that sort of sucking up to Britney Spears. I mean, I like Britney, and I would be swooned if she complimented me, but there's something about Drew Barrymore that's not quite genuine, and I don't like it.
I kind of understand where she's coming from, because Drew Barrymore was in quite a dark place for a long time. And so was Britney. So I think maybe they connect on that level.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore, though, forced to do E.T. Britney Spears forced to do, Ritalin and stay in a bedroom for 4 years of her life. A little bit different. I don't know. I'm excited about the book, though. Do you reckon Britney Spears is going to have a ghostwriter?
Oh,
most likely.
If she doesn't, she's mad.
Imagine 300 pages of just her Instagram ramblings.
You're too much.
What? I'm back. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. This is the court case that just keeps on going, right?
Like, how is this still going?
From Johnny Depp smashing a wine bottle and cutting up his hand to Amber Heard allegedly pooping in a bed. Anyway, she's taking a day off. She's taking time off Instagram, so she's not going to be getting the Britney Spears updates. She says, I'm going offline for the next several weeks. As you may know, I'll be in Virginia. Down in Virginia, facing my ex-husband Johnny Depp in court. She says that hopefully they can go on to be friends. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Oh, they are never going to be friends.
How ridiculous. Yeah, no. That's something she has said to make herself look good in the courtroom.
Can I just say, though, if my ex revealed that I had excreted in
defecated the bed,
I don't know if I could be friends with them after. No.
As if you want them. Imagine they
I've
come
never
around.
I've defecated a bed, by the way. I'm just putting it out there. But
imagine.
Wow, she's good.
If they came around to your house, right? You go, let's be friends again. Where's your toilet again? Ducks off. You're like, all you can think about is, did I lock the bedroom?
Don't put the white sheets on that night, Johnny.
My God.
Black linen only.
Wow. You have to lock the bedroom from the outside.
Do you reckon she did do it, Jackson?
Yeah, I think she did do it. She looks like the kind of girl that would do it.
I 100% guys, think she
what
did.
What do you reckon, Meg?
Absolutely. Wouldn't surprise me. I don't want to think about it anymore.
I don't think about it.
Love Nutella and toast for breakfast. Thanks.
Hope you're enjoying your brekkie.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Jackson. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yeah, with a bit of Ed Sheeran. Did you see him crying in that interview the other day?
No.
He's like being sued so hard.
Oh,
stop.
He's gonna
copying
lose a
people
couple of million dollars. Oh my God, that
very
is $500 million thing.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
All right, yeah, it'll be fine. Just do another tour. And stop ripping people off. Backstreet Boys.
This is school disco-esque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, you're a bit younger than
before
I am.
Before my time.
Yes.
Rip.
Jackson's like an antique song, it is.
Yeah, Creepo's got this selling at his shop. Super hard, Nika as well. Following the sun.
Awesome. Thank you, Jackson.
Newcastle's on the block of ad-free music, kicking off in 24 minutes. Meg, we were just chatting off the air before about, after you did that story earlier on in the show about the man who got his Woolworths Everyday Rewards card barcode tattooed on his wrist.
Well, Creevo got his wallet out complaining that he had too many cards.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Do I need to get the tattoo? And then I was like, quickly,
okay.
No.
Creevo, let's hear your number. How many cards do you have in your wallet?
Two, three, four.
Look at all those $100 notes in there.
It's like
green.
Neon green.
It's a green galore.
Eight cards and no $100 notes. The greens are 10.
Oh, they're yellow.
Tenors.
Sorry, I'm colorblind.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So eight cards, your total?
And you were complaining that you need to cull, correct?
Yeah, it's too much, too weighty in the wallet. Eight cards, yeah. Forget that.
Meg, you've emptied your wallet.
I have.
Now, there's a pile of cards here on the desk, which I'm just going to have a look at here. It's... stands on the desk maybe over an inch.
Yeah.
It's too... You know, it looks like you're set up to do a distribution for, like, at a cinema.
How many cards, Meg? Can you please reveal the crazy amount of cards you have in your wallet?
In that pile there is 32, but there are three at home that are not in that pile because they're in my going-out purse.
You have 35...
Yeah,
cards,
so that includes my credit card, debit card, license, all that
you're
kind of
stuff.
You're
not just the crazy bird lady, you're also the crazy card lady.
Yeah, and the worst part is I don't remember the last time I used
you
half of them.
You don't need any of them.
Because
these.
I've got an app now that has them all on there, but I can't throw the
Let's
cards
run
away.
Should I run through a couple?
Let's run through a couple.
Qantas Frequent Flyer.
Don't need that.
Bank card, Medicare, license, TAFE. Your old TAFE card from many years ago.
Yep.
NRMA, Lake Mac Libraries, Time Zone Platinum, Balance Collective, East Bowling Club, Linen Lovers Adairs. Love that. The Green Roof, West's, The Workies Toronto.
Are we really going to go TV through all games, 40 cards?
Cinebuzz. Rache's Rewards. Anyway,
so
what's
many.
This one?
Wait, what?
The Steggles shop. Stegler Rewards.
Because and the worst part is I had to pay for that membership.
What? How
do
much
you get from the Steggler Rewards program?
You know me. I like to save money.
This card is the property of the Steggles shop.
Oh, you got to bring it back.
What do you, like, if you buy, like 20 chicken breasts, you get one free or something?
You can't shop there unless you have the card. It's like Costco.
I think.
You know what?
I can't remember. I haven't been there in like 4 years, so I don't really remember.
Shove it up your clacker, Steggle Shop. You can't sit with us. 13-10-09, can you beat Meg's record?
Do you just have tons and tons of old cards? What ridiculous old cards have you got in your wallet?
I might cull some of these, but I don't need them.
35, come on.
You can do your weight training with that sack of cards.
When I did go through them before, I realised that a couple of these stores don't actually exist anymore. So maybe I should get rid
of them. They're ringing. The Novos. Meg's weird card obsession in your wallet we've just discovered, mate. You have 35 different cards for a variety of different and pointless businesses that you don't use.
And that have closed down.
And can I just say, when Meg, like, she took them all out of her wallet to check them over, and then when she put them in, and there are over 30 still, she put them back in, like, this special order. She's like
Every card has its place, Creevo.
She's like a Vegas blackjack dealer, like, putting them all back in. This one goes behind this one. That one goes in that slot. This one on over there next to the license.
Mate, I don't even have a wallet. I don't even own one. Creevo, I feel like eight's a normal amount that you have.
Yeah,
like,
but still a bit fat and I want to get rid of some. Like, that's a bit annoying
Jackson,
to me.
Jackson, how many are in yours?
I don't carry a wallet. My wallet has been sitting at my dad's house for like 6 months. So, you know, it's just my one bank card on my phone.
I was going to say, if you ever need to get cash out, what do you do?
I just have it on my phone, do cardless cash, or just call my partner to get him to do everything for me.
I forgot about cardless cash.
Well, look, we opened up the lines. Mm-hmm. 35 is Meg's record. Do you have more? Are you a sucker? Every shop you go to, 16-year-old kid behind the counter. Would you like to join our loyalty program?
Okay, that's the thing. I can't say no to the poor bugger behind the counter who asks me.
We've had one person call.
Surely not.
Meg,
can they beat me?
I think you've got the record.
Do I have the record? This is great. Helen, hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Meg. How are you?
I'm doing really well, apart from the judgment that I'm facing from these two right now. Can you help me out?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, what have you got, Helen?
I'm lucky to have, I reckon, about eight.
So Helen's just called up to say you've got too many cards.
I thought I had some support, Helen. Support the ladies.
And Meg, I also need to burst your bubble. You can actually be a non-Steggle member and go to Steggle.
Can you? Oh, they wrote me in, didn't they?
They just wanted you to have another card.
They tricked you.
Guess what, Steggles? You've lost a customer. I haven't been in 4 years, but I'm not coming back. Oh, dear.
I love that.
Helen just called up to drop me.
Tell her, but she's got too many cards. Thin out your wallet.
I've got too many cards, and then I got conned.
You got culled down. How many?
I'm getting rid of six. I'm getting rid of six.
Can I go through the ones you've evicted?
Yes.
Okay, what's been evicted?
Where's Gretel Colleen when you need her? It's time to go. East Maitland Bowling Club.
From 2020.
Leisure and Golf. Club Social. Why are all club cards very unflattering?
The photos are never great. I'm not happy with that photo at all.
When you get a club card.
It looks like you've shoplifted from a clothing store.
A discount department store.
And they take your photo to put you on the wall. Like, they rip the photo off the CCTV. That's what every club photo looks like.
What else do we have?
What else are we getting rid of?
Pets Domain Plus.
That closed down like 4 years ago as well.
That closed down before coronavirus was a thing.
EMF will be happy. Balance Collective. Gone. Rache's Rewards. What's Rache's?
It's a restaurant at Green Hills. And I don't intend on going out to Green Hills ever again. So,
well, what's wrong with the Green Hills?
Oh, well, I've got no reason to go to Green Hills now.
Rache's, okay.
Yeah, the food's great.
Hey, Rache's, you didn't impress her. She's not coming
in. You don't impress her me much.
Unless you want to advertise with us or give us free food and we will say everything.
Then you're one of the most amazing businesses we've ever seen. We can't wait to eat with you again.
What's this? Cosmetics Fragrance Direct.
So that used to be a little shop in the middle of Charlestown Square and that's gone.
That feels... Why does it sound like a MLM scheme?
Exclusive shopper.
Exclusive.
When you buy as much perfume as I do, you need it. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's a Hair House Warehouse, which is gone.
TLC, the loyalty club.
Warehouse. Tender loving care. There are no Hair House warehouses in Newcastle and the Hunter anymore. But
see ya.
There is one that I do like, my Toronto Workers Club card. That has been the same photo since I was 19. They don't retake the photos.
Well, that's really funny.
It's also expired. It's 2019-20. No, it's now 2022.
No, it's up until June 30, 2024. The card expires, but the membership's still good.
Oh, okay.
I've got to get a new card.
Yeah, but not a new photo.
No, they can keep the photo.
You'll be 40 and they still have the same photo.
Chuck them in the bin. Have we got a shredder?
No, not in here.
Damn.
Gone.
Did they actually go into the bin or not?
Birthday Lotto's up next.
That's right. Your chance at $250, which is exciting. We already gave away some this morning, which is brilliant.
Yes, Sissy won $800.
How good. You could be our next winner if you were born in November, 13-10-09.
We'll do it next, the new FM. The Novos. Earlier on in the show, we gave away $800 to Sissy.
Were you born on the 15th of May?
I was born on the 15th of May.
Boom! Yes! Meg, you won it. You got it.
Way to do it, baby.
$800, all yours, Sissy.
Thank you so much. I can't believe that.
Let's do it again.
Wow. Are you serious? It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, $250 up for grabs right now. It's time to meet our contestant as we're looking for November babies.
Yes, we're going to Kira in Edgeworth. In the process of moving to Brankston, has a little one about to turn five, so she would splash some cash there. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
How is the moving process going? I'm currently moving as well. It's not fun.
Well, the house isn't quite ready. It's a new build. So we're looking to move early May.
Okay. Is everything in boxes ready to go or?
Yes. Everything's packed to storage. Ready to go.
You sound so organised. Can you just come and help me? I'm in a world of trouble.
Hey, Kira, question. Obviously, this went off once already today. Do you think your luck is better or worse now? Do you think you've got this?
I'm hoping it's just as good. Well, good luck to her, and I'm happy for her. But
statistically, it is
just as good.
Happy for
her, but would be even happier for you if you got it, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right, Kira, let's do this. Were you born on the 2nd of November?
Oh, no.
Ah, damn.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Kira. Thank you, though. Okay. Have a great day. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow worth $275. That's us done, guys. Yep. Enjoy the rest of your day. Meg, enjoy more unpacking.
Absolutely.
More unpacking. How many boxes left?
I have lost count.
Boxes galore.
Yes, pretty much. Kira might come over and help.
Yeah, well, she obviously loves it.
Coming over.
I'll bribe her.
We are done. 105 minutes commercial freeze. Up next with our man Jackson. He's back.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. I got Katy Perry selling her house if you're in the market for something worth $26 million.
I've only just moved. I'm not moving to Katy Perry's house.
No, don't have the $26 million to splash out.
No, I've got a lot of tickets
Such a hard decision to make. Mayfield or Hollywood?
Well, it's covered in ivy, by the way, which is not good because it ruins the walls. But, I mean, anyway, that's a story
for... there you go. You've made my decision for me. Thanks.
There we go. Look at me.
2304 represent.
Indeed.
The Kid Leroy.
Next month.
Grab a briefcase.
Oh, is he down?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. He's on the way. The Black Eyed Peas as well.
Times.
Remember when Fergie urinated her pants on stage singing this very song?
Really?
She's let's get it started.
Wet patch.
Oh.
It wasn't sweats. That's all we're saying.
And she did cartwheels on the Today Show. Fergie's an interesting career.
Hasn't she what?
Love Chasing Waterfalls. Yeah. TLC, great song.
It is a great song.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Jackson, welcome back. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.